This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where if you missed the show yesterday, you might not know, and yeah, you're playing a game of where in the world is Hoffman today. Today, we're in Ashburn. This is Anthony Haney, as Anthony's back in our DC studio, is the glorious set in Ashburn of B. Mitch and Finley. I don't know whose headset I'm on. I think this is JP's headset, but it might be Brian's.
Are you on the right side or the left side? Also, did you have to adjust the headset? Because that also might be a teller.
That's a good point. I think both of them have larger heads than me. JP's right. Famously large ears, but Beamish does have a large head. So, yeah. I did not have... When you put these headsets on, you just kind of magically collapse down. It's just kind of how it works. But yeah, I'm where Brian and JP do their show when they're out here in Ashburn, because I was out here in Ashburn today for mandatory minicamp. Terry McLaurin was not, and that is probably going to be a large part of our show today, is the fact that Terry is holding out for the second time in his career. Of course, the first time they did get a deal done, and we'll take your calls on it in Vibe Check Tuesday coming up in a little bit at 301-230-0980. Start, though, with it's funny because I actually forgot about that for an hour today. That's the beauty of being out here in practice is, while the whole world's talking about this, who's not here, your focus is on who is here. And so taking in practice, watching Lattimore, watching Tunsil, I didn't know that Lattimore was going to be here. I guess I should have guessed. No one saw him at the media day stuff yesterday. They didn't put out any material with him. So maybe they had what they needed from him already. I'm guessing that they would have wanted more stuff with him in the new jersey, but for whatever reason, Lattimore, footage was something we didn't get until today. But he was there wearing number 2. That's the new jersey for him. And he was working in some with the first team. And then, he's on the side doing his extra work and, doing a lot of watching today as he's learning how they practice. I guess he was here last year for that. But, some of the drills they're going through now. Plus, he hasn't been here. So that limits the number of reps. Tunsil, same thing. He did not participate in any of the teamwork today. He very well could tomorrow. We'll have to see then. But he also was watching some of the individual drills and how do you guys do this? And so he took a couple of simple drills. He did some reps in, that are more, I would say, I guess there was one more work together teamwork combo block drill where you have three guys doing something. But he did a lot of watching today and, a lot of conversation. He and Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach, I saw walking off the field together late. He's engaged, as is Lattimore, certainly. But they just didn't participate in a whole lot of the team stuff today. As for the guys that did participate in the team stuff today that stood out, I think the big plays of the day, Anthony, if I ask you as someone who consumed this through social media, what happened today at practice. Were you on Twitter and on the places? Do you feel like you know what happened in practice today?
I do not. I saw Laramie Tunsil. I saw him on most of my feed. I know Linnell was talking about him a lot. Nikki had a couple of videos of Laramie. So I think, for me anyway, what I consumed is everyone's excited for Laramie Tunsil to be there. He looks like he's in shape. He looks fit.
That dude is super fit.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like, to be a dude who's like 330, like, if I showed you a picture of Laramie, this is weird, but whatever. This is what sometimes happens in athletics. If I showed you a picture of Laramie Tunsil from the knee down, like his calves and his ankles, you'd be like, that dude's an NBA player.
That's actually funny.
As opposed to Javon Kinlaw, if I showed you a picture of him from the knee down, you'd be like, that is a small tree.
Yeah.
So it's different strokes for different folks, but they're both highly effective. As for Tunsil, yeah, watching him move and stuff in drills is pretty special. You're like, oh, that's different. That looks very different. Just the fluidity, how, you know, the basketball feet, the basketball balance, if you will, is definitely there. But I think there's a couple of big plays offensively, three main ones that people were kind of talking about, and I can talk through those real quick. First, there was a big long run from Jacory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh round pick. Some people forgot to include that there was a hold on the play at the point of attack. So what are you going to do? But here's the thing about minicamp, right, is in the game, that play gets pulled off. We don't talk about it a whole lot. It's frustrating. All you talk about is the penalty. In minicamp, I can still tell you, that burst from Kroski-Merritt, whoa. Like, the lateral quickness to bounce that run to the outside, even if he only got truly all the way to the outside because of a hold, like, the ability to bounce that and get outside. And then the thing that I think is more impressive and the thing that I'm like, huh, there's big play potential there, is once you get outside, then you hit the gas. And how quickly do you get from I am moving laterally to I am moving vertically? And Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, he got vertical real fast. His explosiveness is, it's real. And you see that on tape. You see that in terms of his ability to, you know, stay on balance and then get back up to speed in the open field. And that is something that I think is kind of his superpower. And you see it on tape from Arizona in the one game he played last year and New Mexico State in the years prior. And you saw it a little bit on that one particular run today. The other two big plays that we saw in practice were, there's a touchdown to Deebo Samuel in 7-on-7. That was a really nice play. Jaden, you know, works the front side of the progression, nothing there, comes back to Deebo. I kind of wonder if it was almost designed that way, but also it took forever, so it might have been a second reaction play, if you will, where Deebo kind of, you know, he knows, I think, off the snap the play is dead, but or based off the coverage, but he's also kind of playing possum. They had just run a pick play that actually got called for OPI, and then, you know, he kind of fakes, like he's going to do another rub route type of combination, and then all of a sudden he bursts back open, and it's really nice for him to climb the ladder, go up, get the football. So the skill, again, the skill level is extraordinarily high from Deebo, to have the explosiveness, the balance, the reach, the hands to bring that in. It's a good throw from Jaden to keep it up and away from defenders. But as Ken Norton Jr., the linebackers coach, was screaming at Jaden, is like, that play took forever. I think he was saying, hey, you had 6 seconds back there. That play's dead. All the defensive linemen are like, we won that. Or all the defenders, because it's 7-on-7, there's no D-line, are like, we won that, we had it covered, you know, you're dead, you would have been sacked. And so everyone's kind of right there. Jaden does a good job sticking with it, ultimately makes a play. Deebo makes a play. Defense probably, if we're being honest, wins the rep. Last one that kind of got some attention, or last two, two guys that get asked about a ton, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sinnott, both had touchdown catches in 7-on-7 today. McCaffrey on a crosser where he, and I think Luke had a really good day. He just looks more decisive and he looks burstier. Like, you see some of the explosiveness that you were waiting to see last year. And on this play, he's running across the field. Jaden hits him in stride and he just is able to outrun everybody to the pylon with that speed that that we know is in there. He ran a 4.46 at the combine. See it on a play like that. And then last play of practice, it's a second action play. Mariota runs out, and Ben Sinnott gets vertical down the field. Mariota hits him. Really nice throw. Really nice catch through contact. And nice job from Ben Sinnott to close out practice with a touchdown. So hopefully that is a sign of things to come, plays to be made from the second-round pick from last year. But, of course, the main discussion for today, I presume, will be what or who wasn't here. Terry McLaurin holding out, and now that he's missed something that's mandatory, it changes the equation. Or does it? Sounds like a good question for a vibe check. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your calls on Terry McLaurin's holdout on a Vibe Check Tuesday next on The Hoffman Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. You know, eventually, Anthony, I need to pop my head back out and see who's here as I'm live in Ashburn at the Commander's facility where I was taking in mandatory minicamp earlier today, because I feel like I'm talking in like a muted voice. Like I'm not just letting it rip in the same way I would in the studio or my own house. Because I don't want to be rude and I can't help it. But if no one else is here, then I should just be as loud as I want.
You got all free reign to do what you want.
You know, so eventually I'm going to, maybe next break, I'll just be like, hey, no one's here. Okay. Or no one's here except for John Kime, and, you know, Kime will deal with it. Just kidding, John, if you're out there and you can hear me. Jokes for the radio.
Now you're whispering.
I know. It's part of the joke, Anthony. It's part of the joke. All right, let's go to the phones. 301-230-0980. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. That's where you can get your thoughts and or questions in on Terry McLaurin's holdout. He is not here today in Ashburn as he and his representatives work with Adam Peters in the front office on a new deal. Let's get things started with Mark in Largo. Mark, thanks for calling. What's up, dude? You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, what's up, Craig? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Let me ask you something, man. Do you think it's a year thing or the money? Because I heard over the weekend they were trying to give Terry at least $35 million a year. But I also understand the Commanders, if they don't want to go past maybe 3.5, they'll push it with 4, but 5 is a no deal because, you know, you talk about 5 years. Now you're talking about San Rasil, Newton, and of course, we know the one we know. So, and maybe that's what they're thinking about as well, too?
To be honest, I have no idea. I have no inside information, and everyone that I've asked about it doesn't seem to have any real inside information on what the holdup is either. I think a lot of us that cover this agree, like, kind of where we think Terry should be and what might get a deal done if we were in charge and we could just magically put a deal on the table and be like, does this work? Why not? And we have those ranges, but no one seems like I understand the arguments from Terry's side. I understand the arguments from the team side. And without knowing what the numbers are, I honestly don't know. There's no way it's 5 years. And by the way, there's no way he's getting $35 million. Like, that's Justin Jefferson money. That's
okay.
Not happening.
Okay.
30, yeah, I think, true. Is the number that we're playing with here. Like, and it's also, what number does he care about? Does he care about the status of being a $30 million receiver, AAV? If so, okay, well, then we can fudge that number. Because, like, the thing is, like, DK's deal is hilarious. It's one of the funniest structured contracts I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up again real quick just so I make sure I have the
Well, I want to say this one thing, because I remember 4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, I was on this DK Metcalf, and I have to give you a lot of credit for this. Yeah, you were 100% correct, and the Commanders were correct for not going after him because he does look like a diva. And to be honest, when you look around, and I see what you mean by, is this guy a Commander? We don't want a Commander who's going to be – we don't want a player in here who thinks it's all about me by me and everything else. He could play, but he's never met his full potential. That's why I'm glad George Pickens is in Dallas, because he's going to be another head case for the Cowboys.
100%.
So, you know, and it'll work out for them. But I do think that, you know, Debo is a totally different story. And then you got to think, you know, if Debo balls out, do they bring Debo back next year? I mean...
Well, this is what they're weighing, right? Is like, how much do we give Terry? How much flexibility do you want to maintain? They've got the money now. Like, this year's not a problem.
True.
It's what do you want to be able to do next year? What do you want to be able to do the year after that? And this is where, like, I kind of laugh sometimes that, I mean, I pay attention to this stuff at a very high level. It's my job. But my job is also to cover the NBA and the WNBA and other, like, I don't live and breathe the NFL every single day, and even within the NFL, right?
You're not J.P. Finley. J.P. Finley. You have a life.
My ears are also regular size, but, you know, there's a lot of different differences between me and J.P. Finley. But, you know, like, even within and Mark, I appreciate the call. Thanks, as always, for chiming in.
No problem, buddy.
But I think this is, like, an actually really important point, right, is I have a pretty, like, my view on this is, I would say, more advanced than I hope most of you listening, because for the sake of your livelihoods, I hope that you're paying attention to your jobs at a high enough level that you don't have a ton of time to dig into NFL salary cap contracts all the time like I do. But at the same token, like, I do not have the time nor the resources to look into the depth of the markets in the way that Adam Peters does. And I'm sure there are even people on Adam's staff who are not quite at, you know, general manager. It means general for a reason. Adam's got a lot of different stuff on his plate. There's probably someone on his staff who is very much looking at the market for the future. They have an understanding right now what the free agent class is like in not only 2026, but 2027. And so they understand what the draft classes are in 2026 and 2027 to an extent, right? You know, hey, what's the general feeling on the 2026 wide receiver draft class? Oh, it's stupid deep with high-end guys, or like it's not very deep at the top, but we feel about the middle range, there's a ton of quality. Okay, well, that might affect how much we want to pay Terry, because if we lose him, the downside of it is either higher or lower depending on those answers. And I have not taken the time, I will admit to you right now, in front of the listener, God, and everybody, I don't know what the 2026, nevertheless 2027 free agent wide receiver classes are. Now, those things are those things can change. Those things can obviously blend or mix once you get it could look deep now, and then you get a couple of guys that sign extensions, or the cap jumps extra, and you know, all of a sudden, for instance, this year, a good left tackle free agency class, the rare left tackle free agency class, goes completely barren because Alaric Jackson and Ronnie Stanley re-sign in Baltimore and LA, and nobody's hitting the free agent market. And so the Commanders are like, crap, we need a left tackle. We thought this was going to be our chance in free agency. Let's go trade for Laremy Tunsil. And so for Terry, like, all of these factors go into it on some level. But I do think that when you look at like the DK Metcalf contract, that's a hard one, because if I'm Terry's agent, I'm looking like, my dude's better than DK Metcalf, so we better get more. And if I'm the team, I'm like, yeah, but I would have never given DK Metcalf that contract. That contract's stupid. DK, by the way, this year, age 28 season, has a base salary of $5 million. His prorated signing bonus number is 6, and so he will have an $11 million cap hit in year one. Year two, his base jumps to 25, so his cap hit will be $31 million next year, and then he has no guaranteed money. He's got base of 20, 23, and 30 in the final 3 years of the deal. He's got a $6 million roster bonus on all of those, plus the prorated $6 million signing bonus. And so he has cap hits of 32, 34, and 41 in those final, you know, 3 years. But like at the age of 30, he's probably getting cut, or they're restructuring the deal because they can save $14.5 million by cutting him in 2027. After just 2 years of a five-year deal, they save $22 million with only $12 million of dead cap money in year four. So, like, that is, you know, while it's, oh, yeah, 5 years, $150 million, or five years, $130 million, and a $33 million APY, like, those are fake numbers. He's got, you know, He's got, like, $60 million guaranteed. $30 million in guaranteed salary the next 2 years, plus the signing bonus. That's it. And so if I'm Terry, I'm probably looking at that contract, and maybe that's a similar structure where it's like, look, we know we're never getting to those final years, but it allows us to jack up the APY, the agent's happy. And if I'm Adam, I'm probably like, we're not doing that. We're not playing with fake numbers at the end of a contract. But it's much more along the lines of like, can we do 3 for $90, get you flat at $30 million a year with $61, $62 million guaranteed, that gets you above DK? That's that. It's, you know, the cap numbers are a little bit higher, but you're off the books before, you know, Jaden and Sanders still and Coleman and all those guys are extension eligible. And so that's the game that they're playing right now. And if Terry's team is asking for $35 million, or they're asking for a bunch of funny money years on the end to make things look better, and Adam is like, I don't want to extend that out because I don't want the dead cap charge on void years at the end of the contract when I'm trying to negotiate the biggest quarterback contract in NFL history, then yeah, Terry's agent's going to have to take that medicine and be like, okay, fine, we'll work within your structure. If Adam is being like, hey man, sorry, you're 30 years old, I'm not paying you $30 million a year, I think that belies the value that Terry McLaurin has shown. So it's hard to know like who's quote unquote wrong here or what's the holdup without knowing the numbers, but I understand the arguments, and I think that's something that we're continuing to monitor, and hopefully we get a little more detail just for, you know, those of us that would like to know what's going on. But in the meantime, if you have thoughts, let's take them. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, and we're talking to you here on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Taking your calls, 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Ben Standig's going to join us at 5 o'clock. Also, tomorrow, quick programming note, we'll have more from the Commanders mandatory mini camp. I will not be out here tomorrow, but we'll get more coverage of it. We'll continue to talk about the big stories that emanate from it, but also the NBA Finals, Game 3, so we'll preview that. And we'll talk to reigning WNBA Rookie of the Month, Kiki Iriafin, on the show tomorrow. So big show tomorrow. As for right now, though, let's talk Terry. McLaren's not here. What do you think of it? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get it started with Zach in Richmond. Zach, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, thanks, Terry, for taking my call, man. This whole Terry thing is hurtful, for Commanders fans because of the great year that he had. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's been loyal to our team for 8 years, and when we finally get him a franchise quarterback, he breaks our regular season record for touchdowns. He gives us the spark. Craig, if you remember, those first two games, Tampa and the Giants, our offense didn't have no spark to it. It took until people were like, hey, we need to get Terry the ball in that third game against the Bengals for our offense to start rolling. And the only person that really was consistent for us all year on offense was Terry McLaurin, other than Jaden. But for your quarterback to throw 25 touchdowns, and 13 be to one dude when he's double covered, like when he against the Ravens, when he's making long runs against Detroit. I mean, I understand that he's a 30-year-old wide receiver, but when we look at the free agent market next year, 2026, the only guy that's on his level, Craig, is Mike Evans, and he's in his 32nd year. You know, so when you think about if we don't give him the deal, now I don't think we should give him $35 million. That's ludicrous. But I do think Terry McLaurin deserves 30 only because if you do not give Terry McLaurin that money, it's not like we're going to have a top 10 draft pick next year, hopefully. I mean, you know, thinking about our expectations for this year.
Right.
We don't have, you know, too many draft picks next year anyway because of the Tunsil trade. And I don't see us giving a first-round pick for a wide receiver when we need an edge rusher with Wagner and Zach Ertz probably retiring. So I don't really see where we go if we let Terry McLaurin walk or if we decide to trade him. But I definitely think we can't continue to make him, like, scrape for dollars when he's definitely earned the money. I mean, all pro is all pro. But thanks, Craig.
Yeah, Zach, that's a great call. And that's that. Zach summed up how I feel very well there, which is, and actually reminded me of last year. I had forgotten just how, you know, not like I had kind of forgotten that I had done a segment that I had done a million times seemingly in the previous bunch of years, which was like, hey, when are we going to get Terry the football? Because when he is involved, good things happen. And I think it's really easy to try to re-wallpaper that and be like, well, Terry's success is because of Jaden. And like, I don't know that that's the case. Actually, in fact, I know that's not the case because I've seen Terry McLaurin with just bubkiss QB play over the course of his career still be a highly effective 1,000 yard almost every single year. And the other year that he didn't get it, I think he was like 900 something and he missed the last game because of a concussion or whatever it was. Like, he's been extremely consistent, and then you give him a Jaden Daniels, and that takes another level, but he also elevated Jaden. I mean, think of some of the catches he made last year. Nevertheless, some of the plays in, like, the playoff game against the Lions, where he takes a screen pass for a touchdown. Like, yes, that's the blocking, yes, it's the design, but that's Terry being awesome. You know, they get Terry the ball in the NFC Championship game, and he has that slant route that he takes for a big gain. You know, the play that launches the season is to Terry. And it, you know, it's third down, it's late against Cincinnati, you're on Monday Night Football, things are going well for you in the season, and Jaden, that's the moment that like a star is born, and we all knew it in the moment, which was pretty cool. But what you learn after on that play is Terry went to Cliff and was basically like, give me the ball, bro. And Cliff was like, to his credit, was like, where do you want it? Terry's like, line me up on the right. I'm going to hit a go ball. If we get the coverage we think we are, Jaden, throw it. And sure enough, they got the coverage. They got the look. Jaden takes a blitzer to the face and delivers an absolute strike. But that's a tough catch. Like, that is through contact to get the feet down, everything. And that's who Terry McLaurin is. He elevates your offense. And so, you know, I just have a really hard time understanding, outside of his birth certificate, why this is even taking so long. They have the cap space. They're not concerned about the cap moving forward in any major way like other teams that are strapped are. It's not like the Bengals trying to figure out Hendrickson. And, like, the Bengals are bad at this. But, like, at least in the Bengals' quote-unquote defense, like, trying to balance all the contracts of Burrow, of Chase, of Higgins, like, that's hard. They have made it much harder because of how they've gone about it, because they as, by the way, I don't know if anybody else saw this today, their rookie, Shamar Stewart, called them out because they're doing funny stuff with his contract language and he doesn't want any part of it. And he's like, man, they always try to win arguments as opposed to winning games. Heck of a start for a rookie. And you realize how right a rookie has to be for everyone around the NFL to be like, yeah, the rookie's actually right. Which, by the way, is why ownership matters. And that's the thing, is like, I just, ultimately, Terry's so good and so meaningful and has been so productive and has done things the right way. Unless his side is being ridiculous, which is a possibility, I'm really struggling to see how this isn't done yet. 301-230-0980. Let's go to T in Landover. T, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Of course, of course. I'm side-eyeing the Commanders on this one. Terry hasn't shown no signs of slowing down. He's actually getting better. Now you're getting weapons around him. Pay him, get him out the way, and then worry about the next thing. Like, what's the holdup? Even if he wanted to be the highest paid wide receiver, I'm on board with that. I'm on board with him being the highest paid wide receiver.
That can't happen. That's $10 million over the market. Like, Ja'Marr Chase just signed for $40 million. Terry McLaurin doesn't deserve, like, all due respect, I love Terry. I have loved Terry since the opening training camp when I was there in Richmond and went, this 17 kid is ridiculous. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. $40 million a year is too much.
Is Ja'Marr Chase available?
No, but that's not how that works.
It sort of is how it works, though. When you look at quarterbacks, the market is set based on the wide receivers. And so if you don't pay him more, you gotta be up there. You can't tell him how much you love him and then not pay him.
Sure you can, because it's ultimately a negotiation. Like, here's the other part. Like, if I'm going to now play the devil's advocate, right? If I'm going to just take the other side for the intellectual exercise, like, okay, you want $40 million? Cool. Where are you going to get it? Because you're not a free agent. Like, you're under contract, bro. See you in camp. And if you don't show up, I'm going to start fining you.
Okay. Respectful. And then after the year, he goes somewhere else.
Okay, but he's not going to get $40 million on the open market. Especially at 31 years old. Like, I know the Patriots were desperate for a wide receiver, but, like, and they probably have a ton of space next year as well, but, like, they're not paying him $40 million. Like, there's maybe two or three dudes who could get that. And, like, Justin Jefferson signed for 35 2 years ago. So the market has taken a massive jump for Ja'Marr Chase to get to 40. And there's just no way. But, like, he should get 30, and that's a number that's worth arguing over. But, like, I think he firmly belongs in the $30 million a year receiver club. I think the silliest part about this is, like, that number is a fake number. Like, DK is getting 33 a year, but, like, DK is not actually, over the life of his contract, when you look at the cash output that he is going to receive, and I'm talking like the gross number, not the net number after taxes, not what actually goes in his bank account, but like the numbers that we all talk about, right? He is going to get not remotely close to $33 million a year. And so
the real question is going to come down, what is he asking for?
Well, and that is my question, right? Because I agree with you that it feels like Terry, as long as he's asking for something remotely reasonable, should get what he wants based off of who he's been, who he is, the production, the person, the character, the leadership, the everything. So what's he asking for that it's taken so long? And
If you ask them where you rank them, at least pay him where you rank them. If you don't think he's number one, okay, don't give him 40. But if you're saying Jefferson's making 35.
I don't think he's Jefferson either. No, I don't think he's AJ Brown. I don't think he's CeeDee Lamb. Like, he's somewhere between the, let's call it, the fifth or sixth and the 12th best receiver.
I'll take him over CeeDee Lamb because I've never seen Terry McLaurin pouting and shout on the sidelines with bad energy.
Yeah, but I've seen CeeDee Lamb do a bunch of other stuff that's really important, and CeeDee is also younger. So, like, it gets – and, like, T, this is the complication, right? And we got to run, so I appreciate the call because it like, this is the kind of thing that if you're Terry's agent and you're going back and forth with the team, like, these are the discussions that are going to be had. Like, what do you value? Where do you rank my guy? And ultimately, like, what does that cost? But then it's also what's important to you. Because some receivers will care far more about the total value and the number that goes across the ticker, and other guys, who I would say are smarter, are going to care about, I want to know how much is guaranteed at signing. Because that number is cash I'm going to get, minus what Uncle Sam takes. So that to me is the holdup here, is like, what are they asking for, both in terms of the number and the metric that's important to them? And that, unfortunately, we don't know at this point. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. More of your calls on Terry McLaurin next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ben Standing coming up at 5 o'clock. It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Taking your calls on Terry McLaurin's holdout at 301-230-0980. Let's keep it rolling with Jason. Jason, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
What's going on, Craig? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it. I think everybody needs to take a page out of what Aaron Rodgers said a few years ago and just relax. This will happen. This will get done. We have to understand that we have competent, smart people in the building that are handling these negotiations. This is not like the old regime or anything. So they've done great so far. So we have to just, you know, believe that they're going to do what's best, what's right. We clearly see Terry being a commander for a long time is, you know, what needs to happen. And Got to believe that will happen. They said they wanted to happen. Terry wants to be here. So everybody just needs to relax and wait till it happens, because it will happen. And I know last time people were freaking out and we got it done. That was with a regime that didn't know what the heck they were doing most of the time. So we got competent people. Why not just trust in them?
Yeah, no, look, Jason, I think it's a great point, and it's good to, like, hey, let's pull ourselves out of the moment and say, like, this is ultimately suboptimal but not catastrophic. Thanks for the call, because I do think as long as it's done before training camp starts, like, there really isn't any long-term, you know, issue here. I don't think that Terry, you know, if Terry comes into camp, they have a good season, whatever, it probably becomes a long-lost memory. The thing is, though, like, it does, any kind of tension like this can linger, and that's why I don't really understand at times when teams invite it. Like, I just don't understand when teams and players ultimately come to the contract that all of us on the outside think that they were going to come to all along, and there just was a lot of negativity and hard feelings and hard-fought negotiations to get there, and it's like, to land on the place we all thought you would land. And that's why I'm curious to see what this contract ultimately is. But do I think it will get done? Yes. Do I think there's any long-term damage that's been done yet? No. Does it matter that Terry's missing minicamp, like, in terms of the functionality of minicamp? No. And these are smart, competent people who I think are worth believing in on the Commander side of it, which obviously in the long run is a pretty big deal. Let's go to Kurt the Sigma. Kurt, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, how you doing, Craig?
I'm good, bro.
The last caller was pretty much on point, and you've been pretty much on point the whole time. And I think that, like you bring up the fact that we're trying to figure out why this isn't getting done. And I think if it was any other player on the team, I could understand it. But with Terry, I don't understand it, because prior to JD5, you know, Terry is the face of the franchise, and what he means to the team, what he means to the city, you know, I think that it's one of those things that, you know, AP is saying, he said it early, all the way back in January, you know, they wanted him, you know, and they want to get it done, and Terry wants to be here, obviously. You know, his MO was like to get it done later on in the summer. And with most guys, that could be it. But with Terry, it needs to get done now, because I'm not sure what Terry really wants. But if he really is astute as we think he is, he's going to want what he knows he can get, okay, in terms of, you know, $30 million. What is he going to actually see before the uncle with the top hat takes the money? And not all those fake numbers, you know what I mean? The real numbers, the crux of what it is, I think they're pretty close to what it is. You know, I don't know what the discrepancy could be, whether it's the numbers, the years, or whatever, but it has to be pretty close. Terry has to pretty much know his situation. And AP situation, they both know the team situation. So they need to get it done, because with it not getting done, it brings up a lot of questions, and those questions turn into distractions. And they really don't need that right now. Even though it's only mini camp, it's not training camp, just get it done and get it over with, okay? Because, you know, they have to be in the same ballpark. So just work it out.
Kurt, that's my question, right? Is, like, this seems so obvious. So why isn't it? And, like, we're not entitled, unfortunately, to that information, right? These are ultimately private contract negotiations. Like, the way sports are, like, we know what everyone makes on the player side, because that's part of following the sport and, like, you know, understanding the salary cap and, you know, all those kinds of things become public. But, like, this is Terry McLaurin's money. Like, I don't come into work every day and be like, hey, here's what I'm making. And I don't ask you guys right when you call in, like, hey, before you call in, what's your salary? What's your hourly rate? What's this? What's that? Like it is ultimately his compensation. And we care about it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Knowing Terry McLaurin like you do, okay, what do you think he actually wants? Okay, do you think he's asking for something outrageous?
No.
Like, do you think he's like, asking for Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase type money? I don't think so. I just want to know what you think.
I could see it going like Terry being quote unquote difficult in a different way, which is I could see Terry being like, I hired my agent to do his job and I'm going to let my agent do his job. And so Terry might not be super involved here to the point where like, is his agent the one driving the bus and his agent is finagling this or that and telling Terry whatever he's telling him along the way. And if Terry's only getting the information from his agent and it's like, well, they're not giving us what we want on this front. And Terry, is being told by his agent that that thing is important. Like, I could see that happening, but like, do I think Terry walked in with a spreadsheet of like, Terry's very smart. Terry could do all this stuff. Terry very much pays attention. But is he walking in with to his meeting with his agent with a spreadsheet being like, I better be here and here and here and here is in a printout of the SPO tracker over the cap website? Like, no, that's not how NFL players typically, unless you're Bobby Wagner or Laremy Tunsil and you represent yourself. That's not typically how it goes. So my guess is he gave his agent general direction, what's important to him, and his agent is trying to get the best deal that he can. And I think other agents might be more lenient or willing to work with the general manager a little bit more, or maybe Adam is trying to draw a hard line in the sand because outside of Sam Cosmi, like, this is his first big extension with the Commanders, and he wants to set a precedent of like, yes, we will pay guys, but like, we're not gonna go crazy. Like, we're not gonna pay you a bunch over market just because you're our guy. Like, that's not a way to build a winner that's sustainable. And so there's a lot of competing factors here, and I'm gonna put it this way: there's a lot of potential competing factors here. And that is, without knowing exactly which ones are at play, it's really hard to comment or have a strong opinion on who's right and who's wrong. But I think it is interesting to talk about. And I think it's also interesting to hear so many of you who have been longtime fans of Terry, like, basically be like, I don't care what it takes, get that guy done. Because I think that also does matter in negotiations. Like, how much do you mean to the org?
Right.
And he obviously is a guy that's going to have his number. I don't know about his number retired, because you just don't retire a lot of numbers in football. He's, at the very least, a Ring of Fame guy. Depending on how the next couple of years go, he might get his number retired because he's been that damn good. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kurt, for the call. Thanks to all of you for calling. Ben Standig is going to call us next for Not My Beat here on The Hoffman Show.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.